Well, we've just finished seeing Act 1 of Parsifal. I think the first act was longer than the entire spelling bee that we saw last night at the Donmar. But, John, what do you think? Should strange wild women bearing potions come with a warning?
They certainly shouldn't come in ginger costumes when everybody else is wearing grey, because it's obvious they're strangers. I'm really enjoying it. I'm losing my virginity at this. This is my first ever.
Was that what that smell was?
Yes, it probably could be. It's massively interesting. It's so different from the Italian grand opera tradition or the opera buffo that we might have seen. And I think one of the things that I really appreciate is how attentive and polite and expert this audience is at going to the theatre. There isn't a cough, there isn't a sweet rapper, there isn't a fidget. They are totally attentive to it. And it's a real pleasure.
Except the fidgeting from us.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I had to get my notebook out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. And you were quite obviously selecting which buttock to favour during the hour and 40 minutes of the first act.
Yes, next act is the right one.
Okay, right. Dressed to the right in the second act. Yeah. And of course, it is my favourite theatre in London. It's an impeccable...
The Coliseum.
It's an impeccable Frank Matcham design. I think it's the most beautiful of the London theatres.
Yes. Actually, during the overture, it did give an opportunity to savour the architecture grandeur, particularly from where we're sitting.
No, it's yeah, well, thank you very much for the wonderful free seats, because they really are very fortunate in where we're placed. I think the English translation makes it extremely accessible.
Yes,
I'm not
absolutely
finding it at all hard to follow. And I think it would appeal to a lot of modern theatre goers who might be attracted to, I don't know, Spamalot or Lord of the Rings the musical, because there are many, many themes that are familiar to those people, things about chivalry and valour and a quest and a holy relic that, you know, it is Spamalot, if you
yes.
like. It's a Germanized...
Yes, with less comedy and probably a few more subtle nods to the Master Race, maybe.
I'm not feeling it particularly Germanic, because although the music has that wonderful nobility and pastoral quality that you associate with German composers, but I think the costuming places it somewhere like... I felt that the knights looked a bit like the terracotta warriors.
They're kind of
Tartar quality to them.
Yes, they're sort of bringing out some of the Buddhist sensibilities as well, I thought.
Yes, I think I read that in a program, that it has some Buddhist philosophy attached to it.
Yes.
But I think we've rabbited on enough.
No, stunning production so far.
Really, really.
It's incredibly well directed,
yes.
Great cast as well. And we're going to go back for more.
Yes.
Yes. How much more?
I think it's another 3 1/4 hours. But
the night is young.
Even if we're not.
Exactly.